He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is Friday, June the 27th. Hey, this is the second last day of the quarter. On Monday, it all ends. And the second quarter of 2014 will be in the books. Companies across America will close their books. They've got today and they've got Monday to book any sales or any earnings. You've got all weekend to shop at the mall to get into those GDP numbers that our country will be figuring out how we did in the first quarter of 2014. We know that the first quarter of 2014 was not good. It was negative. It was negatory by 2.9%. And, of course, the weather's being blamed. There's no excuses this time around. We'll see. We're the first quarter, so go ahead. You have my permission to shop like crazy this weekend. All right, let's take a look here. S&P 500 is down about 2-3 points. Looks like we're going to end the first quarter right around 5 or 6%. For the first half of this year. I don't think we're going to make the 29 that we made last year unless we have one heck of a second half. The Dow is down 33 right now. It's at 16,812. I don't think the Dow's going to make its 22% like it made last year. It's up about 2% so far this year. Just barely positive.
Very exciting.
Yeah, the NASDAQ is down 3 at 4,376. And the NASDAQ, of course, was up almost, 38% last year. Gold is having an okay day at 1319. Crude oil's at 106. And the 10-year yield has dropped to 2.50%. So welcome to the best stocks now. Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. On the right, and here on my left is
Stephen Gunderson.
Stephen Gunderson, who is my assistant here at Gunderson Capital Management, handles a lot of the various tasks that are involved in running a busy management firm. And we are closing in again on the end of the second quarter. We'll hit the year is halfway gone. Where does a year go? Time flies when you're having fun. We're not having as much fun as we had last year. We're struggling this year. Everybody's struggling. You've got a Dow that's up about 2% so far through the first half of this year. And in between, we've had a lot of this, haven't we? Up and down and up and down and sell-offs and then a rally and then a sell-off and then a rally. So I'm very optimistic, believe it or not, for the second half of the year because I finally think that we have some trends in place that could stick for a while. You know, that 15-month trend from last year in U.S. small-cap stocks stuck around for a while.
Yeah.
We were able to ride that trend. And so far this year, you know, that trend came to a screeching halt towards the end of March. So we've had April, May, June, 3 months, really, to establish a new trend. That's it. And really, the most promising trend that I see continues to be energy. I suppose India, I still am very optimistic about the future there of their markets, and we'll just see where we all end up, but we're not going to do anything different than we did last year. We're going to continue to look for the very, 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 very best investments out there, whether they be large caps or mid caps or dividend payers or ETFs or whatever the case may be. We're always looking for that sweet spot in the market. You know, I want to talk about a couple of people here today that we kind of saw close up and personal yesterday, didn't we,
yes,
Stephen?
Yes, we did.
We had a couple of events here in San Diego that we attended in between managing money. The first event that we attended, through a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend, we happened to be invited to an appearance here in San Diego by Governor Rick Perry of Texas. Perry comes to California a lot.
I think he likes it here.
I think he loves it here. He loves the weather here.
And he loves stealing businesses.
And he loves to take a couple of California companies back to Texas with him. His latest foray was to get Sriracha, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, which L.A. wants to get rid of Sriracha. They don't like them. They don't like their plant. They smell up the neighborhood with the cooking of the chilies or something like that.
Oh, that's good stuff.
And Rick Perry has stolen many companies, including, you know what? I mean, Petco is still Petco, and our ballpark is Petco. But I know that a lot of their staff works in Texas, even though they sponsor the San Diego ballpark. So, yeah. You know, my takeaway from Rick Perry is this. He looked out over the ocean, which this particular gathering happened to be in La Jolla, right on the bluffs looking over the La Jolla Cove, and it was a beautiful day yesterday. The waves were just gently rolling in, and the ocean was blue, and the sun was shining, and he looked out, and he says, you know, for a business to want to leave this, you've had to screw it up pretty bad.
Yeah.
And look, I can just say, from a businessman's point of view, and I hang around with a lot of businessmen, and I hear it all the time, that this is not a state that appreciates business people. In fact, if anything, they vilify business people. Even though we're the ones creating the jobs and taking the risk, somehow we're the villains that are breaking all the rules and regulations, and they're always looking for something to get from us, it seems like. Fines or whatever. And it's not a very friendly state, business-friendly state. And for that reason, we've had a lot of businesses leave California. Those rolling blue waves and those beautiful, you know, what's the weather today? 73?
73.
What's the weather going to be tomorrow?
73.
And how about Thursday?
73.
And how about Monday? 73. And is there a nice ocean breeze blowing every afternoon off of that ocean? So like he says, you got to screw it up pretty badly for a company to want to leave California. And I have to admit that my wife says, what's Corpus Christi like? And we'll have to talk to Ken and Kevin over there. Hey, Ken, what's it like in Corpus Christi? Because I have to be near the water. I need to have a fishing boat where I can go out and catch some red snapper or catch some of those tuna when they're running. What's Galveston like? I'm going to come visit your state here. But anyways, that was my takeaway. Whether Rick Perry can hold up on the national stage, he didn't do so good the first time around when he ran for president. He really screwed up in the debates there.
Yeah.
But he's got some new glasses that make him look a lot smarter. And you can't argue with the results. You know, I mean, Texas, as far as creating jobs and everything, is number two, I want to say. Their education system good. So anyways, that's my takeaway from the visit with Rick Perry and listening to him yesterday.
And when I watched the debates, I thought he was kind of a buffoon, personally.
That was my takeaway.
I watched him yesterday, and he was very impressive. He spoke very well and had a lot of good things to say.
Handled some tough questions.
He changed my opinion about him.
Definitely. All right, now, last night, we had a memorial here. The Padres were not playing. We honored a guy, Tony Gwynn, who passed away at a very young age, 54 years old. But I just want to, here's a couple takeaways, and it does apply to investing world. And it does apply to how we handle ourselves as human beings. I don't know that we'll ever see again a man who played for the same team for 20 years here in San Diego. You turn his baseball card over. Now, that's consistency. And that and the performance, a .338 lifetime batting average, 8 batting titles, he worked harder at his craft than any other ball player that I know of. If he went 4 for 5, he would say, you know, I didn't have a very good swing tonight.
Yeah.
And he'd go in the batting cage and he'd watch video of himself. Does that apply to our professions? Yes, it applies to our professions. Tony Gwynn's motto was, if you work hard, good things will happen. And the harder you work, the better the things will happen. And my takeaway from him, he was optimistic. He was kind to everybody. And don't forget, when he retired from professional baseball, he went back to his alma mater, San Diego State Aztecs, where he's coached them for the last 10 years, right?
He started in 2002.
Now, you know he's not making a lot of money coaching a college baseball team, but he wanted to give back to his community, and he wanted to be a mentor to young men. And, of course, he's put Strasburg in the majors. He's put this guy, the closer for
Addison Reed.
Hard work. I don't care if it's investing. I don't care if you're an attorney, a doctor. Be the best at what you are. And hard work pays off. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail.
And welcome back here to the second half of the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. I'm here with Stephen Gunderson again today. We'll be sending out the newsletter this weekend. Look, get on the weekly newsletter list. Stay on top of what's going on in the market. Tony Gwynn set a great example for being the best at what he did. He wanted to be the best hitter of all time, and he darn near, if not, he's in that top category. You know, Reggie Jackson spoke at his memorial last night, and Reggie Jackson listed all of these superstars over the years, and he says Tony Gwynn belongs on that list. And absolutely. Now, you should take that same kind of mentality into in being an investor. And being a 401k contributor to your 401k and doing the best that you possibly can in growing that 401k and being invested in the right places at the right time. One of the areas that we've had a lot of success with here over the last several years has been the biotech arena. You know what? There's been so many breakthroughs. Does it seem like there's been more breakthroughs in the last year or two than we've seen in a long time?
And, seems like it.
And, you know, a lot of that comes from, I believe, what's the one here in San Diego that does the gene seq? Illumina. You know, I believe that that's helped tremendously. But there's other companies out there in this battle against all of these diseases that seemingly come out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, our body's under the attack. And, of course, that's what finally got Tony Gwynn was cancer. He had cancer of the salivary gland. Yep. And it's believed that it was linked to his chewing of tobacco.
He's convinced of that.
Yeah, he was convinced of that. And even on his statue out there in right field in at Petco, if you look at the statue, if you look at his back right pocket, you can see that round container of Skoll or whatever, Copenhagen, there. And so, you know what, biotech stocks, they're one of the heroes out there fighting all of this stuff. That some of it we bring on ourselves, some of it's our genetics, and some of it we just catch it, you know, through no fault of our own. Well, one of the companies out there on the front lines fighting bacterial infection. You know, I had a friend recently, his son-in-law, 50 years old, was out on a motorcycle. At the dunes, Glamis, with his family, and he crashed his motorcycle, you know, minor little just kind of stupid thing, and he cut off one of his toes. All right, well, guy can live without one toe. I mean, that's not like the end of the world, but he got a bacterial infection. He fought it for 2 years, and in the end, it killed him. Young guy, you know, I consider 50 young, four kids, gone because they just could not fight the bacterial infection that eventually got him. Well, there's a company in Tucson, Arizona. That's another state that companies are moving to out of California. That's another one that has a very friendly, from what I understand, business environment. Accelerate Diagnostics is actually headquartered in Tucson. And, Stephen, you and I, we visited Tucson a couple years ago, three years ago, when the San Diego State Aztecs played in the Big Dance.
That's right.
March Madness.
Northern Colorado, right?
We were at the University of Arizona, home of the Wildcats, one of Lute Olson's team, one of the great basketball programs of all time. Which, did they make it to the Final Four this year? They were maybe the final eight.
We pushed them to the brink, but I think they beat us, and I think they went to that Elite Eight.
And we spent a weekend in Tucson, and we were staying at the same hotel that Kawhi Leonard and his family were staying at that time.
That's right.
Kawhi was a senior. Where was
junior.
He? He was a junior playing for the Aztecs. He entered into the draft. He was drafted by the
Pacers.
San Antonio Spurs.
Pacers, and then the Spurs traded one of their players for Kawhi Leonard straight up.
Good move.
Yeah.
because Kawhi Leonard was the most valuable player in the NBA Finals this year for the Spurs. Well, there's a company in Tucson also called Accelerate Diagnostics. We might have driven right by it, might not even realized it at that time, but it's roared onto the scene here, and all of a sudden it is a stock that I currently own in my speculative trading account. This thing's become a not-so-speculative, though. Let's take a look here. It's now a $1.2 billion company. The symbol is AXDX. Okay. When we were in Tucson, Stephen, this thing was a $1 stock.
Maybe that's why we didn't notice it.
Maybe that's why we didn't notice. And maybe we didn't notice Kawhi Leonard. We knew who Kawhi Leonard was because he was playing here.
We had no idea he'd be this good.
I never dreamed he'd be the MVP of the NBA Finals.
No.
And who did Kawhi, who was he assigned to during the finals to cover?
LeBron James.
LeBron James, all right.
He did a pretty darn good job, too.
And I didn't see LeBron getting the MVP. I saw Kawhi Leonard. Of course, Kawhi was well coached by our Aztec coach, Steve Fisher, who's one of the great college coaches of all time. Accelerate Diagnostics develops culture-free analysis and medical diagnostic products for the rapid identification of bacteria. Okay, this is very, very critical.
And the symbol is AXDX.
That's right. And, you know, over since it's been a dollar stock, man, 3 years ago, this thing has really boomed. In fact, I want you to give me the last five-year performance of AXDX right now. Over the last 5 years, what has this stock averaged?
It is up 70% per year over the last 5 years.
Okay, that's quadrupled the returns. And it's done it very quietly because it's a smaller company.
Yeah.
It's a $1.2 billion company. When this run started, it was like a microcap. It was $400,000 company or $400 million company. Now it's $1.2 billion. The last 3 years have also been quite sensational. What do those numbers look like?
It's delivered 80% per year, while the market's only delivered 15.
Sounds about as good as Kawhi Leonard in those playoffs. The last 12 months, this is an MVP type performance.
Yeah.
What kind of performance is this thing yielded over the last 12 months?
It is up 274%. That's not bad.
You know what? I know GoPro and all this, and it's sexy and it's glamorous and it just went public and it's the hot new thing. Do you think GoPro would be happy to see 200 from their current price, you know, of GoPro's $36 a share and it's the hot deal right now? And I think they'd be pretty happy if a year from now they were up 273%. Obviously, past performance, no indicator, no guarantee of future performance.
But look at the momentum. In the last month, it's up 35% while the market's flat.
A-plus momentum grade. This stock out of 3,847 is not a recommendation. It comes in at number 23. It's just an example of what a best stocks now looks like. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California. And we will be ending the quarter here, and we will be closing the books on everything here for the second quarter of 2014. And it's going to be very, very interesting to see where the numbers come in, especially on GDP. And especially on earnings, hey, you know what? It comes down to those individual companies and the earnings that they report. Very, very critical quarter, I think. I think it's a very critical quarter coming up. And, of course, it will be kicked off in about a week and a half from now with Alcoa reporting their earnings. Hey, you know what? I'm impressed by Alcoa lately. Alcoa has finally realized, you know, just being a basic material supplier of aluminum, there's more to it than that. We've got to diversify. And they're getting into, they're buying aerospace companies and other companies. They're diversifying out. You look at a chart of Alcoa. Alcoa's done really, really well recently.
It's a steady chart.
So we'll keep our eye on watching for that first earnings report, the first shot fired over the bow, which will be Alcoa in about a week and a half. And then, of course, every single stock that we own, Stephen, will be reporting earnings, and it's a crapshoot. It can be we blew earnings away, we met the expectations, or we had a horrible quarter.
Yeah.
That you don't want.
No.
That's never
you
a
don't
good
want
thing.
That.
It's not a good thing. And one of the companies we'll be watching will be RPC Inc. This is a company that provides specialized, and the symbol RES. This is a company that provides specialized oil field services and equipment to the oil and gas companies throughout the United States. Guess where they're headquartered?
Somewhere in Texas.
Wrong.
What?
We had a visitor here the other day. One of our clients was out here on a convention, for a convention. He stopped by and visited us. Happy to meet with him and see him and talk a little bit about his home state. Remember where he was from?
He was from Georgia.
He was from Georgia. What is an oil and gas equipment company doing in Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia? Well, that's where they're headquartered. Look at this stock, how it's grown over the years. $2 a share, $5 a share, $15 a share, $18 a share, $23 a share.
Yeah.
That's what I call a growth company. And believe it or not, there's oil down in that neck of the woods. You've got the Haynesville Shale down there, which is rocking. And, of course, Rick Perry yesterday talked a lot about the fracking boom and the fracking revolution. I agree with one of his big positions politically is I think that we should tell those countries that want to hold oil over our heads, who don't like us very much, I think that we should be in a position someday to tell them to go pound sand.
Yeah.
I really do. And say, you know what? And he even mentioned the guy, I want to say it was George Mitchell, who really was the brains behind the fracking technology, which really has changed the face of the nation and the world. Because now, you know, they realize that, hey, America's 75% energy independent over there. And if they keep pushing too hard, they're not going to need our oil over here in Saudi Arabia and Nigeria and Venezuela, etc. So we'll see. But one of the companies involved in the revolution, RPC Inc. in Atlanta, Georgia, where we're heard every single day. Do we have a lot of great listeners in Georgia and Atlanta?
Yes.
It's unbelievable how kind and how nice the people are. Now, that you that live or listening in Atlanta, you know, my neighbor's grouchy. You got to get on a freeway here in Georgia. People cutting you off left and right. It's just my impression that you folks are a lot nicer in Georgia than us Californians. Not, you know, I try to be kind and nice to people. You notice there's a lot of cutthroats here in California.
Yeah.
All right.
But especially if you're driving.
We tend to be laid back until we get behind a vehicle.
Yeah.
And that's why I walk to and from work. I don't want to mess around on the 5 and the 805. It's just too much for me anymore. Let's take a look at this RES. Why in the world would we own it with all the stocks that we have to choose from in our aggressive growth portfolio? First of all, why is this in our aggressive growth portfolio and not in our income and growth portfolio?
Well, it is a mid-cap.
And you know what? It actually would qualify. It pays a dividend of 1.8%. You know what? I'm going to put that as on my watch list for my income and growth account. It is a mid-cap. And, you know, believe it or not, the mid-caps are a sweet spot in the market right now. I was looking at, as I was walking to the Tony Gwynn Memorial last night at Petco, I was looking at my asset class rankings. You see the number two ranked asset class in the world right now?
U.S. Mid-Cap Value Index.
There you go. U.S. Mid-Cap Value Index. Guess what? RPC Inc. is a part of the Mid-Cap Value Index. It currently trades at a forward PE of just 15, which in my book makes it a value play. I don't know where, what's GoPro? Let's see if we've got any numbers up on GoPro yet. GPRO. Well, you know what? That can't be right. Are they expected to make $3.80 next year?
That's the estimate.
That means it's trading at 9 times forward earnings. I'm going to look into that over the weekend.
Well, it's also estimating 582% growth next year.
I can't believe that that company is that profitable. I take back everything bad I said about GoPro. No, you know what? I don't know if I believe that, but that's
pretty crazy.
There goes that theory that it's way overpriced. Let's go back to RES and let's put GoPro on our list of stocks to check out this weekend. RPC Inc. has currently got a 5-year target price, which is one of the things that the Best Stocks Now app provides you with, a 5-year target price, $41 per share. That gives it 83% upside potential. Not bad from a value point of view, and don't forget mid-cap value is a sweet spot in the market right now.
Yeah.
Now, momentum over the last 12 months, what do we got there on RES?
It is up 74%.
Okay, not the 236 or whatever that AXDX was up. But 73% is pretty doggone good. All
especially
right?
Compared to the market being up 21%.
That's right. So it gets a momentum grade of A-. Now, is this a one and done? Remember the year Chase Headley had here in San Diego with 38 home runs?
Yeah.
That's looking like a one and done.
How many does he have this year?
Because he's had 2 years since then that have nowhere near, which makes me suspect. I don't know what was in his Gatorade. I don't know what was in his Gatorade that year. I'm not
especially
saying anything.
Especially since other guys got caught with PEDs that year.
There was something not adding up there that year. Okay, but let's take a look at RES's longer-term performance. See, I wouldn't suspect this guy if he hit 28 last year and he's got like 14 or 15 so far this year.
Yeah.
His performance went right down the tubes. Okay, over the last 10 years, what's RES?
It is up 30% per year. Well, see, the market's up 5.6% per year.
You get a little sports stock here.
Yeah.
Maybe if the market crashes, we can do the local sports show.
Yeah, there we
Gunderson
go.
And Gunderson. I follow sports. Yes, I do. I enjoy it very much. Okay, were we watching the World Cup this week? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, over the last 5 years.
Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 46.7% per year in the
markets. Tripled the returns of the market, and we know what the last 12 months is. Okay, so we've got a performance grade of A-. Okay, all you folks down in Atlanta, listen up. This is one you can be proud of. Be proud to be a Georgian. RES Inc., a mid-cap stock, $5 billion in market capitalization, has sure put up the numbers, better than those Georgia Bulldogs. They're in a tough division.
Yeah,
tough.
It's just unfortunate.
Bama, LSU, tough. SEC's tough. But REC holds up to the competition.
RES.
RES out of 3,847 stocks that we follow here at Gunderson Capital Management. It comes in at 19.
Hey, Tony Gwynn's number.
There's number 19. It's an omen. Buy the stock. No, I'm just kidding. It's an example. It's not a recommendation. I always disclose that we own it here at Gunderson Capital Management. I believe we own it in our aggressive growth accounts. But it would be a candidate, like I say, for the income accounts because it does have a dividend yield of 1.8%. One of the things on my bucket list is to get down to Atlanta and do a workshop.
Yeah.
We're going to visit all of our cities.
Oh, I think the stock is owned in your speculative account.
It is, too. I own it in my speculative account also. You're right. Got to disclose that.
Yep.
So I'm just talking about it to pump up my account. I think I have $2,000 worth of this stock. All right. This is Bill Gunderson.
And Stephen Gunderson.
And we will be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson and Stephen Gunderson. You know, I wanted to talk in this final segment. We've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about our meeting with Rick Perry yesterday, Governor Rick Perry of Texas. We talked about attending the Tony Gwynn Memorial and what we took away from that. I think two words, loyalty. And hard work and loyalty.
Absolutely.
The guy was a family man, same wife his entire life, three kids. Of course, Tony Gwynn Jr. Plays for
the Phillies.
And, a guy that plays for the same team for 20 years, and, you know, he took the San Diego discount. He had many offers to go play for whoever. Now, I'm sure the Yankees would have loved to have him.
The Yankees would have paid anything for him.
Yeah, and the Dodgers, I'm sure, would have paid. And he says, nope, this is where I belong. I'm a San Diegan, and he was loyal. He was here for 20 years, and then he's coached the Aztecs, San Diego State, for the last 10 years. Amazing guy. But I think the takeaway for me in the stock market was hard work. The guy said that hard work pays off, and he didn't become – in fact, he was a terrible outfielder.
Yep.
When he came up, he was always a little on the chunky side, especially in his later years. But he worked, and he persevered, and he was persistent, and he practiced. And how many gold gloves did he end up winning? Like
five
gold gloves.
Yeah.
So, look, there's a real lesson in life. I don't care what your profession is. You set your mind to something, and you work hard. And you put in the time. I don't care if you're a golfer on the weekends. Or you put in the time. Yeah, make it something that's worthwhile, something you really want to be. And, hard work does pay off. And, I learned that same lesson from my father, who was one of the greatest commercial artists of all time. He painted the Marlboro Man all across America. And, the man worked hard. I never saw him when he wasn't working. Or doing something, learning something new, etc. And we talked about a company in Tucson, Arizona, which is trying to has a way of detecting bacteria as fast as possible to get to work on it and to prevent it from spreading. I talked about a guy that I know that got bacteria from a toe that got badly sliced in a motorcycle accident. He ended up killing him. The bacteria got him. Staph infection. And AXDX was the name of the stock that's been hitting new highs here recently. And then we talked about an oil and gas stock that's actually not in Texas.
Yeah.
It's in Atlanta, Georgia. The symbol is RPC. Now, we do our own research here. I use the app as my compass. The app points me into the right direction to go snooping around. It points me into the best asset classes. It points me into the best sectors of the market. And from there, I try to find the very best stocks in the market. And when we get done with this radio show here, here's my spreadsheet in front of me. Today I'm going to do it upside down. I'm going to start with the Z's and work my way down through the spreadsheet. I've got 3,843 things, possibilities, contenders, right?
Yep.
That's AA, AAA, single A, college players, high school players. We're going to look at them all. I'm an equal opportunity stock scout. And the first one I'm going to stop at is, let's see what the first one. It's going to be Zillow. we're going to first look at Zillow today. Why are we going to first look at Zillow? Let's type in Z. Because Zillow currently gets a grade of A minus, I believe, overall. Zillow's been hitting new highs. Zillow has been a terrific stock over the last 12 months and 3 years. And when I look at Zillow today, I'm going to say, you know what? I let one get away.
Yeah.
It broke out through the $100 area, and it has never looked back. It's up 35% since midway through April. And I watch Zillow go. Zillow's actually a play on real estate because it's their, it's the site. Did you ever go on Zillow when you were looking for homes?
All the time.
All the time.
They have a nice app that you can use.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a they collect data for home buyers and sellers. And, of course, the people that advertise on there are agents and mortgage professionals. And you can see the growth in Zillow over the last four quarters here in sales, 70%. They're going to have 193% growth in earnings. But as I look at Zillow, it has the performance. The valuation to me is astronomical. It's trading at 120 times forward earnings. It wasn't. It was a little cheaper than that. And to me, the stock chart has gotten away from me. I missed it. Okay? But it is one of the ones that I look at because it's an A-minus rated stock. Then I scroll down. Next one I look at is Yum. Yum has moved all the way up from number 700. It's currently ranked at number, to number 106. And, of course, Yum Brands is Kentucky Fried Chicken and what's the pizza one that they own?
Taco Bell,
Pizza Hut, A&W Root Beer, things like that. Kentucky Fried Chicken. They operate and franchise 40,000 fast food restaurants. That had a huge breakout this week.
Yeah.
See that major breakout? But I got to be honest, I'm just not a fan of consumer discretionary right now. Then I scroll down and we stop here. Oh, XOP, I know all about that. That is the oil and gas exploration sector ETF, which we own in our ETF account. So that's the methodology we use. There's basically 300 or 400 that I'll key in on today. I'll take a look at them. I'll take a look at their value. I'll take a look at their performance. You know, my goal is to make as few changes as possible during the course of the year. But this year's been extraordinary because we had a complete turning upside down of the market in March, a complete and total sector rotation that went away from last year's winners to hopefully this year's winners. Now, it hasn't really developed yet. But we have some pretty good, I mean, you look at that oil and gas, it was not really noticeable until April. See when it broke out?
Yeah.
And that's when we got in, midway through April, and you can see they're up 6-7% since then. But I like the direction, I like the trend, I think energy is going to remain in play as long as Iraq remains in play, Ukraine remains in play. Get the newsletter, pwstreet.com, and where can they reach us if they'd like to have the old man managed the money there, Stephen.
Yeah, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST.
All right. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.